Parshas Achrei Mois. The pasuk says, "Es mishpotai tasu, es chukoisai tishmoiru, uleches bohem, ani Hashem." My mishpotim you should do, my chukim you should guard, uleches bohem to follow in them. So Rashi says here at the bottom, "Al tipoter mitoichom." Don't patter yourself, don't excuse yourself, don't exempt yourself, don't distance yourself from the midst of following the chukim and the mishpotim. Shaloi toimah, one shouldn't say, Lomadati chokhmas Yisroel. I learned all the chokhmas Yisroel. I know the Torah, I learned Shas, I learned all the poiskim, I know chokhmas Yisroel. Eilech ve'elmad chokhmas ha'umois. Now, I'll go and I'll learn other chokhmas in the world. A person shouldn't say such a thing. Says that's the pasuk of leleches bohem. It should be not just I keep the chukim, I keep the mishpotim, but I continue to maintain and to be connected and to be betoichom in the observance of all the chukim. And rather than saying I learned already chokhmas Yisroel and I'm going to go and I'm going to learn chokhmas umos, sounds like that a person who is saying, you know, I know Kol HaTorah Kula. There are people that learn a lot, and they have good memories, and they are very smart, and they analyze. And Lomadati Chochmas Yisroel. It's an infinite. It's a massive chochma, but I learned it. Now I'm going to study some other chochmas. So it sounds like what that person is doing, he's pattering himself from the mitzvahs. He's distancing himself. I'm divorcing myself from the mitzvahs. I divorce myself from the mitzvahs. I know Chochmas Yisroel. I know Torah. I know Halacha. I know Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. I'm dedicated to Mishpotai Tasu, Chukoisai Tishmoiru. The only thing is, right now, I think it's a time in my life that since I know all the Chochmas Yisroel, I think it's time to see a little bit what the Chochmas Umos are all about. Such a person is the one who says that, what he's really doing is he's excluding himself from the mitzvahs. It's what excluding himself? He knows the halacha. He's committed to observe. He doesn't want to violate the mitzvahs. He's going to keep Shabbos and he's going to daven and he's going to keep all the mitzvahs. The only thing is, I'm going to go to university to study chokhmas umos. A person who is not continuing the Limud HaTorah, and maybe he's even continuing, but in some of the time that he could have spent reviewing the Chochmas Yisroel, there's so much a person has to Haloimid Veinu Choyzer Kizareya Veinu Koitzer, so he could have Chazed, people Chazed, they learn Shas again and again and again, and he didn't do that. Such a person is Al Tipoter Mitoichom. If you're going to say Eilech ve'elmat chokhmas u'umos, I'm pattering myself up from the mitzvahs, the chukim and the mishpotim, and I'm no longer loleches bohem. I think that the idea here is so shocking almost. It's that I know the halacha, I'm committed to do the halacha, but it's not the totality of my focus. I learned that, and now I'm going to add something else. I don't think it's because of the fact that there's something else is terrible. Maybe there is chokhmah b'goyim tamin. It doesn't mean that this chokhmah is kfira, that this chokhmah is something that's anti-connected everything that I learn and that I believe. But I'm diminishing my Limud Chochmas Yisroel and substituting for the part of the time, maybe more, I don't know, and Chochmas Umos. And that is together pattering myself up. The devastating effect that it has when a person distances himself from any amount of Limud HaTorah is the equivalent of saying, now it doesn't happen overnight, doesn't happen instantaneously, but that's what it boils down to. I mean, the concept of how central, how essential, how critical The ongoing total involvement in Limud HaTorah is for a person to maintain the Loleches Bohem, to maintain the Torah life, the Torah lifestyle. The secret, I mean, I don't know if that's why they call us the people of the book. Maybe they mean the book that we donated to the world, the Bible, but we are the people of the book. The uniqueness of Yahadus as opposed to everything else in the world is that it's the Limud. Limud is Limud. It's Talmud Torah keneged kulam. It's v'hagisa bo yoimam v'laylo. It's every day and every all day and all night. And for every word of Limud HaTorah, there's a schar of tayeg mitzvahs, the Goyin says, because this is really what keeps us connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mamish. It's a secret that the world doesn't understand, and sometimes maybe we don't understand it either. But this is Teres Hashem. This is Teres Hashem. I make a brocha on Teres Hashem. Asher Baruch Arbonu Mikolo Amim V'Nosa Lono Es Terosai. When I learn Teres Hashem, that's the connection to Hashem. I do a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. Of course, I'm momentarily connected to Hashem. When I'm learning Torah, this is it. This is my life. Kihem Chayenu V'Erech Yomenu. This is what keeps me. And it sounds like it's to such an extent that if I even substitute for part of it, Chochmas Umois, then I'm going off the derech. I'm Loleches in a different direction. The Gemara says, it says, V'gisa V'yom V'laylo. So the Gemara in Menochos says, when can you learn Chochmas Chitzoinis? Bizman Shlo Yom V'laylo. Find the time. It's not day and not night. If there is such a time, I assume there isn't, but that's the time. The Vargis, it's not, oh, it's a mitzvah, it's very nice, Talmud Torah, oh, it's so beautiful, you understand what you're doing, and Alman Aslasu, so that's how you get. No, I know, I have a memory, I remember everything, you can test me on the Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch with every sif and sif cotton and every birag raw and every everything. I know it all. Instant recall on everything. No, I can't go now for Chochmas Sa'umais. The kesher, the connection. A person who's the Chaim Volozhiner writes it, a misdabik b'iraisu is misdabik b'kudsh b'richu. When a person's dovuk in the Torah, he's dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, that's the basis, that's the koyach, that's what gives him that connection, that maintains that closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah is a piece of it. And the way I always quote the Rishalmi from Rabbi Yaffin is that the reason I have to do mitzvahs is that the learning should be al manas lasus. It says because noyech lo adam shloim nivra loyech lo adam lo mishal manas lasus noyech lo adam shloim nivra. But the Talmud Torah is what's mekasher us. I think that it's something that's so foreign today. You know, we have a concept of kviyas itim. Kviyas Itim is only to look at the Shirim Rebaruch Be'er at the end of Kiddushin. It's only to be able to be Yoitze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, when I have a p'tur for all the other hours of the day that I have to work, I have to eat, I have to sleep, I have other responsibilities. But it's not the pshat that Kviyas Itim is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kviyas Itim is the way that I could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, when I have a p'tur for the learning on the rest of the day. It's a different concept. And today, unfortunately, in the world, it's a beautiful thing. There's so many people more now that are learning that never learned before. But it's become, in many circles, come the concept of, I learn, now I learn, now I do other things, I do this. It's now, and life is like that. But conceptually, this is Yoimam V'Layla. This is Chayenu v'Irich Yomenu v'Hem Nege Kihem Chayenu v'Irich Yomenu v'Hem Nege Yom v'Laila. And if not, this difference is not that I have lacked in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I didn't get as much schar for Talmud Torah. I wasn't such a masmid. But the difference seems to be I'm not Laleches Bohem anymore. I'm not really going in the ways of the mitzvah. Why not? What are you talking about? I know, I keep, I observe, I this, but without the kesher, that constant, ongoing, total kesher to Talmud Torah, then it creates a devastating impact on everything I do. It's a little bit akin to what I've mentioned here many times, where the Novi says, the Novi Yirmiyah says that Almei Ovdei Haaretz. Why was the Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why was the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, destroyed? So they shalu la chachomim. The chachomim couldn't understand why. Shol la neviim. The neviim couldn't understand why. Ad shomra kodesh baruch hu al osum es torosi asher nasati lem. They have forsaken. They were uzei, forsaken my Torah. They've left my Torah. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Shlo baruch hu b'Torah tchila. They didn't say birchas haTorah. And the Ran explains that it was a lack of chashivas haTorah. They weren't chosh. It wasn't chosh. But a brocha makes this is not chochmas chitzonius. This is not chochmas haumois. This is teres Hashem. You make a brocha on it. It's not just another discipline of wisdom. It's this is it. This is life. This is kiheim chayenu. So the shaila is good. They didn't make birchas haTorah. They were lacking something in the chashivas haTorah. But that's al osva mes teirosi. The Novi calls it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they forsaken my Torah, forsaken. No, and it's out on the things they did, he could have been mevater, but not on this. Because when the person isn't connected, and here the connection is even, I might even be connected, but I don't appreciate it fully. If I don't appreciate that connection that I have with the Torah that's constant and ongoing, and Yom HaValayla, then there's a certain seed of self-destruction there. There's a ozva mes teirosi. And I think that that's, you know, as we begin a zman, and we're recoiling from a long zman, an extra month, and it was very difficult. And now we have a short zman, it's just a few months, and we want to strengthen ourselves. I think that this awareness can be so important, to recognize that this is what it's at. This is really, without that, it's very nice. I mean, lahavdil, it's almost as if without that appreciation, without that dedication to learning, it's like, yeah, okay, we have a religion, we have observance, we have rituals, we have mitzvahs. It's very nice, very important. It's the Dvar Hashem, but we're not really going in the way. It's not really lo leches bohem. We're keeping the mitzvahs, but we're not lo leches bohem. We're pattering ourselves, we're distancing ourselves, we're creating some barrier or some exit strategy, some opening to go off the derech, so to speak, because of the fact that the kviyas and the ikar and the essence and every moment that I have is not used. If I don't have the moments, I have to sleep, I have to eat, I have to go to work, maybe I have to relax, I have to this, there are things you have to do and they're all legitimate. Faker, Chazal say, bitulo zui kiyuma. Very interesting. The bitul Torah is not just permissible. The kiyum ha-Torah sometimes is totally in the bitul. Person's human. I need, if I don't relax, I don't sleep, I don't this. Mitzad sheni, it has to be the ikar. Otherwise, it's not leleches behem, and it puts everything that I have and everything that I sacrifice for and everything that I believe in, puts it all in jeopardy, puts it all in serious danger. And even when it's just a lack of the chashivas haTorah. So we have to, I think, really, if we want to be matzliach in a serious measure, we have to really reevaluate the attitude, the scheduling, the meticulousness of the v'hogisa b'yom v'alayla, of the v'hem nege yom v'alayla, and I think that could really make all the difference, not just in our growth in learning, but even in the depth of our commitment to shmiras hamitzvahs, to mishpotai tasu v'chokoysai tishmoiru, and we can continue to do the leleches b'hem.